So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Right now there should be trumpets or some kind of music to herald the return of Candace Jordan to the airwaves. Candace, who would call me and say, Rick, don't you like me anymore? Why don't you put me on the radio? I go, I don't have a show. Basketball. Don't you watch basketball?
I was worried about you. I hadn't heard from you, and then I waited and still no word, and now here you are, thank goodness, back on the airwaves. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too, but I'm going to put you in touch with the people who run this station so you can complain.
And so I could complain.
Yeah, you can complain to them. What have you done with Rick? I miss you too, dear. I miss you too, and I'm so glad you're back, and you're back. You know, the show has sort of regular hours for a while until some other sporting event comes up. How have you been?
Oh, honey, I have been so good. I've got a ham in the oven. I'm ready for Easter. I hope you're having a great Easter weekend, too. We're going to have our wine glasses ready as soon as I get off the show.
Well, you can drink on air. I don't care. What do you mean? You can drink. Well, you wouldn't be the first one. Is it just the two of you celebrating?
Well, and Penny. We have little Penny here,
That's
too.
Right.
She's celebrating. Yeah. No, there's three of us. You know, Marshall is in your family.
Yes, he is.
And then we have, you know, Penny in our family. So it's three of us. Yeah.
Well, you would think you would have offers to do. You know, Easter is not a big. I mean, it really is a kind of family celebration, is it not?
It is. But, you know, I mean, all these restaurants, they have wonderful deals and offers for families with kids to come and celebrate Easter, which is terrific. I mean, you know, there's something around town for everyone. But I think, you know, I remember the days when my mom was still alive and, you know, all the family would get together and everybody would bring a dish and that kind of thing. And Easter means staying home to me.
So what are you having? Just a ham and what else?
Ham and wine.
I want people to ham and wine. That's it. To take a big bite of ham and drink a glass of wine.
Be honest with you, I'm making fresh green beans too. So there's that.
Good.
And cornbread.
So since you've been off the air since I don't know, almost back to January, I think we had one show in February and then vanished. You've remained incredibly busy. How would you gauge last year this most recent holiday season for events, but for general ambiance? Are people up? Are people, you know, I think, you know, the election has thrown some people for a serious loop here, but how do you gauge the state of parties and events in Chicago? Good, healthy?
Well, you know, I read an article in one of the major papers, and they had said that events and festivals in general are on the downswing.
Yeah.
I could not disagree with that comment more because, first of all, Amdra Productions has got 27 festivals. It's a record-breaking number that they're going to have around Chicago this year, 27 festivals. And the number of events, like I've written all this stuff up in my Cranes column and Chicago Star. And almost every single one of these has been record-breakers, and you know, both in attendance and in amount of money raised. So I don't see that. I just see it going better than ever, and I'm happy to see that pendulum swing after COVID to something that's becoming a lot more positive.
What about you? Candace always sends me a list of events and things going on, 90% of which I go, huh? What? But this is how I learn. This is how I learn what's going on. I know that some women went to outer space.
Yes.
And one of them was.
Let's talk about that.
One
Let's
of them was Gail.
This, ladies of, in space.
One of them was Gail. One of them was Gail King.
Yes, Gail King, and then there was Katy Perry, and Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos's fiance, and then there was a real rocket scientist, mm-hmm. and then somebody else that had some NASA connections. So that was good. It was good. First of all, let me ask you what you thought of it.
Well, I think there are better ways in this world to spend that kind of money. I mean, I'm sure Jeff Bezos gives money to various charities, mm-hmm. but I don't know who it benefits. who it benefits, yeah. except for the CBS morning show to have Gayle King go up in a spaceship.
Yeah, and then talk about it. Well, here's the thing, here's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much money they spend on it. That's their money. They can spend whatever they want on these trips. What I didn't like was when they came back down and Katy Perry's kissing the ground like she's just spent a month on the space station.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right,
it took
11
minutes up and down. It's like, you know, taking a bus ride to Dearborn and back. And I thought the hype on that and the angle they tried to twist it to, oh, they're doing it for all womankind and all these huge altruistic, reasons for it. It was, put it like it is. It was fun for these girls to go up and do this, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I know the cost of it is at least $500,000 to go up in this rocket.
For each person or just a one-shot rocket?
For a person to go up, from what I understand,
that's
is $500,000. And, you know, and listen, if they just would have taken this as a fun joyride trip, which I think it was, that's fantastic. I would have been all for it. But for them to make out, like, it gives discredit to the real astronauts in the world.
That's what offended me, too, is Gayle King trying to defend this as if it's some incredible scientific benefit to have her go up in a rocket ship and laugh and giggle, and it's crazy to me.
It was crazy, but you know what? I had a friend that went up in the mission before. I don't even like to call it a mission in this flight before this one, and she's, you know, it was a lifelong dream of hers, and she's always wanted to be in space, and she's always been fascinated with space, and she took it the way it should have been taken. She says, "Oh my God, Candace, it was a trip of a lifetime." It
Did she pay? Then whoever this is, and you don't have to say who it is, but did this person pay for it themselves?
Yes.
They paid $500,000 to go.
I'm not going to say how much she paid for it. I don't know exactly how much. I mean, because I heard the prices can average between $500,000 to $1 million. So who knows how much exactly each person pays.
Wow.
But the fact of the matter is she treated it the way it should have been treated, in my opinion, like it was something phenomenal and that very few people get to experience, period.
Yeah. And not for the benefit.
I'll get off my soapbox.
No, it's okay. I like this soapbox. And, you know, not as if it's something for the benefit of mankind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him, but just dial that rhetoric back a little bit and I'd be happier.
I could not agree with you more. And I'm really very curious to see what happens when Jeff Bezos asks you to go up and...
you're not going to see me sit on top of a rocket.
You say no.
Right.
You wouldn't do it just for that reason. That's very well put, Candace. I mean,
thank you. Well, that's just how
especially
I feel.
If you're
paying attention to social media, the memes about this are hysterical. They are hysterical. People are dressing up in like little phony astronaut costumes and like acting like they're in space, holding a daisy like Katy Perry. I mean, they are so clever. You've got to look at it on the social media.
I will. I'm sort of tired
Very
of
funny.
It. Tired of it. Especially for you, because you were involved in so many charitable endeavors here.
Yeah,
and
lots of things going on.
And you see and talk to so many people who are involved in those things, and you know that the need, you know, how much would $500,000 help PAWS, for instance?
Oh, well, it'll help any charity that I can think of, I mean, obviously. But listen, if it's their money, they can spend it the way they want, and, you know, they worked for it or earned it or whatever, and that's none of my business how they want to spend their money. And that's not the gripe I have with this flight. I just, the way a couple of these girls acted like, you know, they were just back from a trip to Mars for a month. So, anyway, that's the only problem I have.
Wait till that. Chuck, I'm assuming your wonderful, loyal, tireless husband is of the same mind, right?
Well, of course, we're always of the same mind. That's why we're married for 35 years.
I want to talk.
It wouldn't work otherwise if he didn't agree with me.
I'm going to talk about the other thing. There's a list. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a list of probably 30 items here. I've seen the Harry Potter store.
Yes. Well, listen. I went there or tried to go there on Saturday. I am not kidding you that the line went stretched for two blocks on this last Saturday. So this is a huge hit with people. But, you know, I mean, it's basically a merchandise store. Let's
of course.
Put it that way. But there are so many Potter files in the world, like me. I don't know if you are or not.
I certainly am not. I thought the book... I certainly am not. I'm glad that the books got young people to read. I don't know if they got them to read, whether they moved on from Harry Potter to Nelson Algren or something. But I think anything that gets people to read is a good thing. And I don't care how much money J.K. Rowling made. She's involved in this Harry Potter store?
I don't know if she's involved in the stores, the retail part, but I know that HBO is rebooting a Harry Potter TV series next year, and she's going to be the executive producer, so this is going to be huge for all the fans of Harry Potter.
Wow.
They're going to redo all the books on HBO.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But it's a new generation. It's a new generation. Those books have been around for a long time. How is the store? Is it worth going to?
Well, yeah, here's what they have. You can get a little wand personalized, which would make a cute gift. They have the country's largest butterbeer bar, which was a drink that was favored by wizards in all the books. And basically, it's like a butterscotch flavored drink, which it's really tasty. I've tasted it before.
Yeah.
And they have limited edition.
Not my kind of drink, I will tell you. Yes, go ahead.
It's not your kind.
It certainly is not. A butterscotch flavor.
You can add your own mixes to it.
Yes, I'm very particular.
Well, anyway, I'm going to get to the store, and then I'll be able to tell you in person. But from what I've seen and what I've Googled and all the photos I've seen, it looks really super exciting. And, I just think it's going to be terrific for Michigan Avenue.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it needs something. Tell me about Michigan Avenue, the entire block from Chestnut to Pearson on Michigan Avenue is empty. The entire block.
Sad.
What do you make of that? And that's a lot of square footage. It was the Verizon store, something else, H&M or something. I don't know.
Yeah, a whole lots of different businesses went out of, left there. I can't put my finger exactly on it. I don't know if it's because, COVID, left so many people with no funds if some of the crime that we've had so horrible here in Chicago might have been a denominator, but I don't know why. And those are prime spots in Chicago. And I don't know why they've stayed empty. I mean, I don't know if they're asking too much rent now. I mean, I don't know, but it is sad to walk past that area and see those things empty.
Well, it's impossible to me. It's very hard to think of what might move in there. It literally is impossible for me. But on that happy note, we're going to have to take a break for news. My dear pal Candace Jordan will stay on the phone. She will go see how her food is cooking, and she will be back to talk to me in about 5 or 6, 7 minutes, something like that. So stay tuned. My guest, Candace Jordan, the hardest working woman in journalism, hardest working person, not just woman in journalism, is my guest, and she loves to laugh. That's another thing.
Well,
another lovely thing
laugh.
About her.
You're funny.
I'm not funny. I should do that Joe Pesci thing, though. Funny, like a clown. I'm a clown. We have a mutual friend in Tom O'Gorman who writes a very snappy column for Skyline. It's called Skyline? What's it called? Yeah.
Yeah, he's spectacular. He's the go-to source in Chicago, in my opinion, and his writing skills are like no one I've seen before.
He's a very bright, cultured, erudite fellow. He gave you some news, didn't he?
Well, he said that Davenport's might be closing.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I've heard it, but, the owners of places, many people don't like to announce their closure.
You're not going to be reading about that from their point of view. But, I think it's one of the last live music venues in the city, isn't it?
It's not one of the last, but it's among a handful. It's had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful run. I hope it's not true, but I'm going to check it out.
Tomorrow, I hope it's not true either.
I'll find out. Do you go to... Oh God, just thinking now, Candace, you remind me of all the clubs that I've known in this town that have gone.
Yes, I have been to all of them. Was that your question?
Yeah, I've been to all of them. I've fallen asleep in most of them. You're talking about some of the people who I've seen there. You have... the Chicago Lighthouse's upcoming gala features Shelley MacArthur.
Yeah,
and the
she's
Rich
one
Daniels
of the Chantouses, right? She's
yes.
in the Gold Star Sardine Bar, and
yep.
You know, the Chicago Lighthouse, they're going to have their Seeing What's Possible gala benefit concert, and this is kind of the first time they've tried this kind of a style for a fundraiser, and she's going to be the featured star along with the Rich Daniels band.
Sure.
It's going to be June 13th at DePaul University's Concert Hall. So
where can
you, know, it's,
you have such a lovely list here. When can people, I know you write for Cranes, I know you write mm-hmm. for Chicago Star. What is mm-hmm. the best way for listeners to start keeping those who don't know you, if that's even possible, to keep tabs on you? And because
CandidCandice.com. It's my blog, which is the longest running lifestyle blog in the city of Chicago. I've been doing it for 18 years.
Wow.
And I cover all the stuff in there. And you can sign up for free. I mean, there's no charge. And I share all this kind of information there on a periodic basis. So yeah,
CandidCandice.com. How's your podcast going?
Podcast is going well. I mean, you know, it's there's always something to talk about. And, you know, I've got, you know, John St. Augustine is my producer and co-host. And mm-hmm. so he's always got, you know, fun things to say. And,
sure.
you know, he's got a great personality.
He's a good interview on his own. I mean, you don't even need a guest. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have interviewed him on the podcast, but he's a really good egg, and he's, you know, he's got the book about Randy Hundley that's out now. He's written several books, and he's a superstar, I think. And I'm really lucky that you know, he agreed to do this with me. So yeah, it's called Candid Candace the Podcast.
You do get around, Candace. You know thousands of people in this town. What do you think in the whole charity and giving world, what do you think it is about Chicagoans that makes them so active and attractive in that whole realm?
I think they know what they like, and I think that they know what makes their hearts feel good when they support an event or a charity. And I think that, you know, quite frankly, I think they love to go out, and so they find a reason to go out that makes them feel good. And, you know, like Pause Chicago's Animal Magnetism Party, which was held a couple of weeks ago, it was a record breaker. They had 700 people there.
Wow.
It was a record amount of funds.
Do people bring their pets to that thing?
Oh, God, do they ever. Oh, you should bring Marshall to one of these parties and put a little hat on her. And, you know, that you have dogs in tutus and top hats. I mean, it's hysterical. It's fabulous and hysterical, and all for a great, great cause.
You want us to put a little hat on Marshall? Our cat is named Marshall Field, by the way, named by the one and only Kathy Murray. What kind of hat do you suggest? You better work this out with Kate.
Well, something elegant, you know, like Marshall Fields would wear a top hat. I would put a top hat on.
Top hat on our Marshall Fields. very funny. We were at the Walnut Room for dinner a couple Ooh. Nights ago. Ooh. And have you covered that the men dressing up as women?
Oh, the drag shows?
Yeah.
They have them there, right?
Yeah. Have you covered that?
Yeah, I have covered them in the past. They have those at a few other places around town, too.
What is? How do you gauge the popularity of that? Is it just that it's now sort of generally accepted?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, you know, the Baton. I think it all started in Chicago with the Baton Show Lounge.
Oh, sure.
And Jim Flint, who,
sure.
You know, he gave a stage to the female impersonators, and Chili Pepper, the famous impersonator Chili Pepper, who
yep.
just recently passed,
yep.
was a superstar there, and Meanie Marks and all those girls. And I mean, they're just so super talented, and you know, and they spent a fortune in costuming. I mean, it's like watching eight Broadway shows
yeah.
in one night
right,
at the Baton.
Right, right,
so
right.
I've been a big fan of that. And I mean, as a matter of fact, that was Chuck and mine's first date. I took him to the Baton for our first date.
What did he say?
Well, he liked it. He liked it a lot. Or else we wouldn't be here. I mean, if he didn't like my friends, then that wasn't going to work out. So, yeah, no, but he's, we both enjoy that. And I love it. I mean, sometimes the humor is not exactly for kids.
Yeah,
I have
sure.
been to like brunches where, it was a little off color and I saw a lot of young kids in the audience. And I didn't think that was appropriate for them. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just have to pick your spots and know who's producing these events because everybody's different. different, obviously. But, you know, Steve Abrams does a lot of work producing these drag shows, and he's spectacular at it. And he's got a great reputation. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's fun, and I think it, you know, it's a part of our history now and our culture. So, I love it.
Think you're a wonderfully, wonderfully, encouragingly open-minded person, Candace Jordan. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Steppenwolf's anniversary? That's coming up in May, and that's always a big deal.
Isn't it always something? You know, of all these nonprofits that put on these events, I think that the Steppenwolf Theater Company and the Joffrey Ballet go over and above with their, I mean, with their decor, their themes, their excitement factors. I mean, and I'm so looking forward. Their Steppenwolf will have their 50th anniversary gala on May 10th, and then the Joffrey Ballet will have their celebration gala at CenterSpace on May 31st. And both of these, and it's going to be based on an Alice in Wonderland theme, based on their upcoming production, which is going to be here June 5th. Mm. And it's good. Can you imagine what people are going to wear to that?
Oh,
they're
going to
have like little, you know, what is that? The cards and this. I just ordered something to wear myself. So,
What are you wearing?
Well, you know that little hat that the Mad Hatter wears?
Yes.
With the ears and the little card in front. So I ordered that off of eBay. And then I have one of these little oversized clocks, you know, like the rabbit carries around, wears around its neck.
That's funny. You got to send me a picture. Speaking of fashion, the Driehaus Fashion Awards are an important event here, too, aren't they?
Oh, aren't they, though? Yeah, yeah. They're incredible. They're going to be here. Thanks for mentioning that. It's the Driehaus Fashion Awards, and they're going to be Thursday, May 22nd at the 21C Museum Hotel. And, you know, this all allows young design students around Chicago to compete for scholarships, which is so important to get their name out there and get, you know, get what they do out there and get clients. And it's going to be produced by our friend Tracy DeBono from Zazz Productions. And I'll be there. It's going to be fabulous, I think. So I look forward to it.
Richard Driehaus was really a Chicago giant and a really good guy and an interesting man. Do you know who's running his foundation now?
No, I don't, but I'm so glad that he's put things in place in his will to make sure all of this keeps going forward. I mean, he was certainly gone before his time, but no, I don't know who is running the design initiative. No.
Yeah, because they're keeping it alive. He really was a guy, you know, a Southsider who loved this town and everything about it.
He loved everything about it.
Yep.
You're right about that. And did you ever go to those massive displays, those parties that he had at his place in Lake Geneva?
Yes, once, and then they said, don't come back here. I went once. It was too big for me. I once went to a J.B. Pritzker party in Wisconsin, too, and they wouldn't let me back.
You must have been a wonderful guest.
You understand, yes. I didn't have a costume.
I didn't have a costume.
We got to take another little break, and I want to come back and have Candace tell you what she is most looking forward to over the next couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
Oh, excellent. Can't wait.
Welcome back, because I'm going to have Candace Jordan on with some regularity. I'm keeping her on now so I can introduce her to my other good friend, Linda Beckstrom, who was on last week talking about our mutual friend, Pamela DeBears. Linda, please meet Candace.
Yes.
I do think
that... Hi, Linda. Nice to meet you. Hi, Candace. Nice to meet you, too.
Hey, listen, Rick, I'll go away for a while.
What? Yes.
I have to mention something. My producer just came in and said... Tom O'Gorman said that they're changing their format at Davenport's and not doing cabarets anymore, not closing.
Your producer? Who is your producer? I mean, Chuck?
Yes, my producer, Chuck Jordan, just came in.
Well,
so I made a mistake. I take that back. So
eventually,
he did not say they're closing.
The two of you meet, because you don't know, Linda, that Candace was, for many years, a Playboy bunny.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And she's a delightful person. Give Linda the short biography of the young girl from downstate Illinois.
Oh, you can Google me. You can Google me.
Why not? But this is a radio show. We're not going to Google you on the radio.
Well, you know, I have a long history with Playboy. you know, I started as a bunny in St. Louis, and I became a Buddy in Chicago and Buddy of the Year and a centerfold, and then I had nine covers, and I'm still a acquainted and associated with the organization. I'm a proud ambassador of Playboy Enterprises, and I've just done a lot of things for the magazine, and for
amazing.
The club.
Well, and you're you're also a writer, and I think that Linda is also a very, very talented writer who always downplays that or her writing. She wrote a book titled In Deep, How I Survived Gangs, Heroin, and Prison to Become a Chicago Violence Interrupter. It is not her biography.
Wow.
No, she's
that
not.
That is deep.
Not about me.
Not about me. not about her, but about a woman, Angelina Bianca. And, hey, has it gotten any further movie nibbles?
Nibbles, but no real bites, Rick.
Really? That's
you
really...
It would make a great movie. There's no question about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There are a lot of, there are a lot of avenues, and we've been pulled down a few of them, but they've all been dead ends. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. Aww. Well, Candace, you know this. Candace, you know the sort of entertainment scene. And
yeah, you can't ever give up. I mean, you just have to keep driving. One person doesn't want it. Another person will want it. So,
Yeah, and you never
every
know.
Door.
You just never
know. Because it sounds fascinating, and something sounds like something that could help a lot of people, too. So I hope it
Absolutely.
Does get made into a film. Yeah.
Okay. And it's a great Chicago story, too.
Oh, my God.
A lot of Chicago in this book.
It sure is. And the reason that our next guest is coming on, Pamela DeBars, right after the news at the bottom of the hour, and who is coming here this very week to not only perform. Do you know who she is, Candace?
Yes, God, I know who she is. Yeah, she's got lots of stories. It's going to be fascinating to listen.
How do you know who she is?
I just know the name, from the world of music and all the entertainers that were at the Playboy over the years, and I mean her name would pop up from time to time, and so I've always heard of her. I've never known the complete story around her, but I mean she was with some great legends and in music, and she's it'll be an interesting interview.
Well, you can read about it. It was an interesting interview. In the Arts and Entertainment section on page 6 is a lovely picture of her. We had a rough time getting pictures of her. What I think is a pretty good story about her, too,
It's a very thorough story.
Thank you. As long as you appreciate it, Linda.
I will be reading it after I get off the phone. I apologize.
That's a very high endorsement. Before I let Candace go, tell Candace how you and Pamela met.
She does a writing workshop every year in Chicago, and I host it. And and a colleague of mine who came to the workshop once, because when she first started here, she didn't have a place. They did it in a bar. And my friend said, I think you would enjoy this workshop. So I signed up for it, and Pamela reached out to me and said, do you have a house? Would you like to host it? And I said, sure. And so I've been doing that for, this will be 11 years, I think.
Wow, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, and it's lovely. I mean, she does a wonderful wonderful workshop, and people love it, really love
it. But she looks like an incredibly fun human being, too.
Totally is. And she's very, she has a lot of history and a lot of wonderful stories.
But she also, what I'm so impressed by, and I'll tell her when we get her on the phone in a few minutes, is... She has such a great attitude about the life she has had, and the life she has had is one that many people will, turn their nose up to. Don't you think, Linda? And the sort of blue nose nonsense hypocrites who don't believe in what she's done.
Mm.
Most of them, many of them, men, too. That's what irritates me. All right, ladies. Linda, you hang on. Candace, you have to go eat your ham and drink your wine.
Say one quick thing?
Sure.
People have got to see Titanic at the Broadway Playhouse Theater. It just won the Olivier Award, and it is out of this world. It'll be there through July 13th.
Is it funny or... What
is it? It's funny. It's got sexual innuendo, adult humor, language. It's not for young kids, but it is so hysterical, and it will keep you spellbound for an hour and 40 minutes.
Okay. Well, go see Pamela DeBars at the Constellation, too. It's a perfect 1-2 punch. Candace, take care of yourself. You'll be on the radio soon. Linda,
thank you for having me back.
Linda, hold on, and we will get Pamela on, and the three of us will talk.